Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and you're joining us at the place where exciting things happen. And today, in our profile lesson, we'll continue learning about John Farnworth, that amazingly talented freestyle football star from England. We learned about his background yesterday. Do you remember how old he was when he discovered that freestyle football was his calling? That's right. He was only 17 years old. Today, we'll take a look at his part in the Freestyle World Championship in Amsterdam. Has he set any Guinness World Records? You bet. But is performing all he does? We'll finish our lesson today discussing how he is involved in charity work. So open up your magazine and let's begin.
John Farnworth, Mastering the Art of Freestyle. After 3 years of practice, Farnworth participated in the 2006 Masters of the Game Freestyle World Championship in Amsterdam. In the final round, he ended up facing his idol, Mr. Wu. While both athletes performed well, the crowd picked Farnworth as the champion. The win was only the beginning of a long list of accomplishments for the young star. Over the next few years, Farnworth set a handful of Guinness World Records. His records included most around the world, ATW, face rolls, and toe juggles.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要来看的是 idol 这个名词。idol 在这里是指偶像。例如 once this young idol appeared at the airport, all his fans kept screaming. 这位年轻偶像一现身机场，所有的粉丝都不停地尖叫。或者是 Audrey Hepburn has been many people's idol till now. 澳大利赫本到现在仍然是许多人心目中的偶像。idol 也指神像。例如 this tribe worships an idol that looks like a frog.这个部落崇拜着一个类似青蛙的神像。接着我们看的是 accomplishment 这个名词。 accomplishment 是指成就或成绩，例如 for a young star, winning this award is quite an accomplishment. 对一位年轻的明星而言，赢得这座奖项是一大成就。或者是 developing this treatment is an astonishing accomplishment. 发展出这个治疗方式是一项惊人的成就。它的动词是去掉字尾的 ment 变成 accomplish， 意思是完成。例如 it takes perseverance to accomplish such great goals， 要完成这么伟大的目标必须要有毅力。
Hey everybody, my name is Gabe, and yes, it's been pretty cool learning about John Farnworth and what he can do. And yes, we do have some more cool videos today of John Farnworth.And his amazing moves. Well, let's get started with this first section. What do we read here, Rebecca?
We read, after 3 years of practice, Farnworth participated in the 2006 Masters of the Game Freestyle World Championship in Amsterdam. That sounds like quite an accomplishment.
That's right. It sounds pretty cool. I'm sure he gets to compete all over the world.We read on here, in the final round, he ended up facing his idol, Mr. Wu. We learned about Mr. Wu yesterday. We learned that this is someone that John Farnworth really looks up to. Well, let's take a look at this word, face. What does that mean?
Well, here in our lesson, it just refers to or means to compete against. So, of course, in our lesson, he, meaning Farnworth, got to or had the opportunity to compete against his idol, Mr. Wu. However...You could also say, you know, at the chess competition, I faced a very difficult chess player.
Okay, so if you're involved in any kind of competition, you might face somebody else who also plays that sport. When I was in high school, I was on a basketball team, and we often faced other basketball teams. We faced the best team this weekend. So think of other ways you could use that word, face.
Well, our lesson continues. While both athletes performed well, the crowd picked Farnsworth as the champion.
Wow.
Wow, that's a big deal.
It's pretty amazing because he faced his idol and he beat his idol, Mr. Wu. We read on, the win was only the beginning of a long list of accomplishments for the young star. And I believe we're going to take a closer look at something from this sentence with Liz.
Hello friends, my name is Liz, and let's take a closer look at this sentence. The win was only the beginning of a long list of accomplishments for the young star. The writer is basically saying that after the win, the young star continued on to accomplish a bunch of things. Notice the pattern of this sentence. Something was only the beginning of a long list of something else. This is a way to describe how something was the first of many similar events. For example, let's say there's a naughty boy who started a fight at school. From then on, he started getting himself into all kinds of trouble, one after another. So we can say, the fight was only the beginning of a long list of trouble for the naughty boy. Now, if you add the word only to the pattern, then you're showing how something wasn't the only one, but that several more other things followed. For example, let's say there's a secretary who had to prepare copies for a morning meeting. But that's not the only thing she had to do. She had a whole bunch of other things to do in addition to making those copies. So we can say preparing copies was only the beginning of a long list of things to do for the secretary. And that's it for now. See you later.
Thank you, Liz. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. Over the next few years, Farnsworth set a handful of Guinness World Records. Now, there's actually a couple of things that we would like to talk about in this sentence.
That's right. The first is to set a record. Now, there are a couple of different things you could do with records. Two that we want to talk about is setting a record and breaking a record. First, when you set a record, that means you are the person to do something for the first time. You set that record.
Exactly. And if you break a record, well, that just means that maybe a record has already been set, mm-hmm. but then you broke that record because perhaps you got a faster time. Now, this actually reminds me of my brother. He used to be on swim team, and he was a great swimmer. Well, when he was younger, he actually broke several of the swimming records.
In no
his,
way.
Yeah, he did.
At his school?
At his school. Well, his swim team.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
He broke a lot of records. That is definitely something to be proud of, whether you're breaking records or setting records. Now, this word break, of course, it usually means to destroy something. And this reminds me of kind of a funny story. In high school, some of my friends went and they competed in the track and field events, and they were running, and they came back and told our Chinese teacher, oh, Li Lao Shi, we ran and we won, and we even broke some records. Do you know what she said?
No, tell me, what did she say?
She said, well, she was actually kind of angry. She said, well, I hope you fixed them. He didn't understand the word break. And friends, this is important. When you're breaking a record, it doesn't mean you destroy the record. It means you are doing something even better than the previous people.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's talk about this other phrase in this sentence, and that is a handful of. Now, typically when I think of a handful of, it just refers to, or I think of, a small, undefined amount. So you could say, for example, there was only a handful of people on the street, meaning that there was only a few people on the street.
That's right. So it's not something that can fit into your hands, mm-hmm. although it could be. For example, I ate a handful of snacks earlier, or a handful of nuts earlier, so all of the nuts fit into my hands. However, you could talk about people or a group of things. It's not too many. It's maybe just a handful. So I went traveling with just a handful of friends last year.
Exactly. So our lesson continues. His records included most around the world, ATW, face rolls, and toe juggles. That sounds incredible.
Well, exactly. And I think you can see videos of a lot of this online. What are around the world, space rolls, and toe juggles? Well, speaking of around the world, John has performed in so many places around the world. Let's see what he's doing in Singapore.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning more about John Farnworth today and his incredible accomplishments in freestyle football. Before we get into the next section, here's my question for you. Have you ever run a marathon before? If you have, good for you. Running 42.2 kilometers is no easy task. Now try going 42 kilometers while dribbling a ball with your feet, and you can't drop it. Do you think that's possible? Well, John Farnworth thought it was, and let's see if he succeeded.
John Farnworth, mastering the art of freestyle. Challenge and charity. In 2011, Farnworth attempted to dribble a ball throughout the entire London Marathon without dropping it. Farnworth finished the race in just over 12 hours, with the ball never once touching the ground. Thanks to fans and supporters, he also raised nearly £10,000 for the charity Kick for Life. Following the marathon, he flew to Lesotho in southern Africa to see the charity's work with HIV prevention. Farnworth reached a conclusion during his visit. He decided that he would use freestyle as a tool to tackle both social and cultural problems.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 prevention 这个名词， PRE 这个字是提早的意思，所以 prevention 是指预防或者是预防措施。例如 the crime prevention program is mandatory for all freshmen in this police academy， 这个警察学院的所有新生都必须要上防治犯罪的课程。它的动词是去掉字尾的 ion 变成 prevent， 例如 label each box to prevent confusion，要把箱子上贴上标签，这样就不会弄混。最后我们看的是 tackle 这个动词， tackle 本来是指球赛中擒抱或者阻截对方的球员，但是 tackle 在这里是指对付或处理。例如 this software can easily tackle the computer malfunction， 这个软体可以轻松处理电脑功能失误的问题。或者是 don't use your physical strength to tackle your enemy， instead use your brain，不要用体力去对付你的敌人，而是要用你的大脑。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Okay, let's learn something from this section, challenge and charity. In 2011, Farnworth attempted to dribble a ball throughout the entire London Marathon without dropping it. And of course, we know that he succeeded as well.
So talking about this word marathon, did you know that there are several different ways to use this word? And the guys in the info cloud would like to talk about the different ways.
The Greek word marathon literally means a place with fennels. But ever since one epic run 2,500 years ago, the word is now associated with long-distance foot races.
In our modern times, you might hear the word marathon being used as an adjective to describe a very long event or activity.
The activity could be tedious, like a marathon study session, or fun, like a marathon movie weekend.
Some time ago, a clever person decided to cut the word marathon up and take the second half and place it behind the verb walk.
The new word walkathon came to mean a long-distance walking event organized to raise money for charity.
Right. Since then, other verbs have been used in place of walk, making new ways to raise funds for good causes, like bike for a bike-a-thon.
Other such charitable events aren't so much long distance as they are long duration, like dance-a-thons, skate-a-thons, and telethons.
Telethons, T-E-L-E prefix, gives us the clue that the event has a connection with television. So a telethon is a very long television program aired for the purpose of raising money for charity.
Marathon 是马拉松，狭义的讲指的是马拉松赛跑，但是它也可以形容一个漫长持久的活动，像 a weekend movie marathon 周末马拉松式的电影观赏会。后来呢，又有人将 marathon 拆开，把后半部接在 walk 后面，就产生了 walkathon 这个字。Walkathon 就是为了慈善事业募款而举办的步行马拉松。之后呢，只要是长时间的募款活动，都会把 a-thon 接在单字的后面，像 bike-a-thon 骑脚踏车的募款活动， telethon 就是在 television 电视上的募款活动。这就是今天的 info cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Okay, let's jump down to the second to last sentence here. We read, Farnworth reached a conclusion during his visit. And when you reach a conclusion, maybe you've thought about something for a while or you've talked about it and you finally decided on something.
For example, 3 days later, Mom and Dad finally reached a conclusion. We could get a dog.
All right, well, I think it's time for us to see what else John Farnworth can do. It is so cool. Here we go.
John Farnworth, your football skills inspire me.
Thanks so much.
Did you ever play soccer?
Sure. Growing up, I played for my hometown youth team.
Why did you stop playing?
I wasn't motivated by winning. I was interested in practicing the moves.
The moves are pretty fun.
Yeah. Then one day, I saw kids on TV doing tricks with footballs.
And you were impressed?
Yes. I ended up going to a football school.
A football school?
Yes. The school taught ball control skills.
Oh.
Then, one day, I attended a Nike freestyle event. I was amazed by the performance of Mr. Wu.
He's a freestyle legend.
Yes. He juggled the ball using his whole body. And then I knew.
Knew what?
My calling. Freestyle football. So I practiced for 3 years.
That's a lot of practice.
Yeah. And finally, I participated in the Freestyle World Championship.
Wow. What happened?
In the final round, I ended up facing my idol, Mr. Wu.
You against Mr. Wu?
That's right. We both performed well, but the crowd picked me.
Yay, you won.
Yes, that was the beginning of a long list of accomplishments.
Wow, that's so great.
Yes, and I can use football freestyle as a tool.
A tool for what?
A tool to tackle social and cultural problems.
Wow. Now, I know my calling. Freestyle football.
Great. Now, go practice for a few years.
Three years later, after lots of practice, Farnworth participated in the Masters of the Game Freestyle World Championship, which was held in Amsterdam. In the very last round, he had to face his idol, Mr. Wu. And Farnworth won. That was the beginning of a long list of accomplishments for him. In the next few years, he set several Guinness World Records, including most around the world, face rolls, and toe juggles. Then in 2011, Farnworth dribbled a ball throughout the entire London Marathon for 12 hours without the ball ever touching the ground. He also raised nearly 10,000 pounds for Kick for Life, a charity organization. And he also went to Lesotho in southern Africa to see the charity in action, working HIV prevention. His conclusion after that was to use freestyle to tackle both social and cultural problems.
Thank you, Linda. Well, it's so cool to see what John Farnworth can do and what he is doing with his life.
It definitely is. Well, friends, don't forget to reread your magazine and join us next time for another exciting lesson.
Right here at Studio Classroom.